Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can hit #250 on your cell, and the keyword is real estate. So we've got so much great stuff to talk about today and everything, and one of the things that I thought would be great to start out with is how more move-up buyers pay their new loan by renting their old home. So that's a different way of looking at it. You know, it's like I think that I was just talking to somebody a couple of days ago that actually has always believed in real estate, and she's, you know, in her 60s and she's been investing in real estate for all of her life. And so when she would have something, she would put it in there, and she would say that she was always, she told her husband that, hey, we're going to make it on the appreciation of the real estate, not on what it's doing right now. And he'd always be like, oh, yeah, yeah, what are you talking about? And that kind of thing. But what happened is that she just ended up selling a commercial piece of real estate that she was running her business out of. And she had a huge gain on it, like over $1 million gain on it. And so he suddenly became very interested and said, hey, you know, that actually was a really good way for you to invest our money and all of those kinds of things.
Exactly.
And having it in the real estate. And so she was just looking for other properties and that kind of thing as well. And one of the things that I heard, you know, somebody say a long time ago is that a good thing to do is that if you would buy a property a year and rent it out, and then, you know, you would start that when you're young and do that for many years. And then as you get older, you could just sell off one property a year and you would have extra income after you retired and that kind of thing. And so that was, you know, you'd have all that appreciation.
Yeah, makes and total
so,
sense.
And so you would have the everything taken care of, all your expenses and everything taken care of while you own the property. But then when you go ahead and sell it, you know, it's like you've got the gains and everything that you could live on and all of that. So that's exactly what this is talking about. So move-up buyer, which is a term that we have in the real estate industry, isn't anything that you were walking around out there going, oh, I'm a move-up buyer out there in the world. But what that is actually somebody that is going to, you know, sell the house that they're in usually and move up to a bigger house, or it could be moving down, but it's just moving is basically what it comes down to. So, when you, if you, you know, a lot of times when you're buying that first time home, and you, you know, you had to scrape and all of that kind of stuff to get in it. But then you, you know, as time went on, you know, and the rent rates went up and everything like that, you're sitting pretty good that maybe your payment's $1,000 or something like that. And you could totally get like $1,500 for your house. You've got a $500 cash flow right there. Your mortgage is paid for. And so in that situation, if you don't need the cash to buy a new house, it's a good thing to hold on to that old one, possibly rent it out, get the income from it, and build your portfolio. And so you're still going to, you know, as long as the, it's cash flow positive, obviously, and sometimes even if it's a little bit under like $100 or something like that, it still might make sense. So I think that it's, it might, it's not for everybody, but I definitely think it's something to consider.
Exactly.
And something to look at. And that it's like, you know, real estate, although it has its up and downs, for the most part, it's pretty consistent as time is going on. And obviously, you know, people have insurance and that kind of thing on it. So if something were to happen to the home itself, you've got the insurance to cover any fires or anything like that that might happen to it, which doesn't happen too often but around here. But during rainy season, apparently I'm hearing of
always good to have. That's
more
sure.
and more lightning strikes that are happening here and there. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So one of the things that, that was one thing that I thought was really good about talking about today is that if you are that move up buyer, you know, you definitely want to consider and look at all your options. And so one of your options may be renting out your current house and then moving up to something else or moving down to something else or something like that, but at least looking at it because it might make sense. But I also ran across something this week that I thought was very interesting, and I do think it's absolutely true. And the question is, how much does cigarette smell lower the home value? So what would you think?
I would think anywhere from 5 to 10%.
This article is saying 29%.
Wow.
So, and the thing is that, you know, obviously smokers, and we're not saying anything about smokers or anything like that.
Each its own.
But you might just want to be aware that it could cause some major challenges when it goes to selling your house. And, you know, a lot of times you can tell when you go into somebody's house because they've got all the air smells going on and multiple candles happening. Now, that can be with pets and everything as well. So it's not just with smoke. I'm sure that, you know, pets, when they get out of control, could do the same thing. And this basically goes through and it says that, you know, actually you can't even wash the smells out. Like, obviously, a lot of times if there's carpet or something like that, you know, you obviously have to change that. But even painting over the walls is not going to get rid of it.
Mm.
And so and the particles from the secondhand smoke still exist in the house for quite a while. And it says ceiling can be the biggest culprit of persistent smoke smell because that's where it all rises to and everything like that. And probably not something that everybody thinks about. But one of the things that they say that you can do is that you can take a mixture of water and vinegar and wash the walls and that with that, and that'll help it quite a bit. And but that's a lot of work to wash all the walls with vinegar and water and everything. But if you do have a heavy smoke smell, and what I find with most smokers is that they don't even realize that it smells that way.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, they think that that's just normal and doesn't have any smell to it.
Yep. And it's just one of those things when you're just around it all the time, you kind of just pick it up.
Right. Right. And obviously fabric is something that holds it as well. But so what they're saying is a 3-to-1 vinegar to water mixture. So 3 parts vinegar, 1 part water. So that's a pretty strong mixture that your house is going to smell probably pretty vinegary for a while. But that's a lot better than exactly a lot better than smoke. So that's a huge number of 29% is how much that you could lose in the value of your home by it smelling like smoke. And I know it's true that it's like I've been with people that you walk into a house and it smells like smoke and they just don't even want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, so it's like not only do you lose that amount of value, but they don't even want to consider it. And so, you know, all of us want to get top dollar out of our house. So that's obviously just one of the things that you can, you know, look at and decide on how you can get rid of the cigarette smell from your house before you put it on the market if you do happen to have that situation. And so, you know, if you're looking at a house in your neighborhood and you're wondering why it sold for so low, maybe it was because it had that cigarette smoke in it. You don't really know, but it does really make a difference. And sellers are not required to disclose that someone smoked inside a home, but buyers can usually detect a smoky smell themselves. And so it doesn't, you know, take long. So you don't have to tell them that that's what happened. But the bottom line is that it just kind of is there. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So, you know, it's kind of hot outside. We know that. And everybody's getting ready to go back to school with the tax-free weekend and all that kind of good stuff. So it's still a little warm out there, but there are exterior projects that can net you cash if you decide to sell your home. And so if you're thinking of improving themselves, here's some projects that might give you the greatest return on your investment. Number one is actually lawn maintenance. And that basically is, 100% return on investment on that, because if your grass looks good, you don't have any holes in the grass, and all that kind of good stuff, yeah. It really makes a huge difference. And just keeping it maintained is going to be a good thing for you overall and for your resale. And if you would do a landscape upgrade, then that can cost you anywhere from $6,000, but you can get about $5,000 of that back. So you've got about an 83% return on your investment on that. Hmm. When you take care of your trees, that you have 100% return on investment, because, when people are looking at your house and they see trees that look like they need to be trimmed or look like they're about ready to fall on something, again, that's something that can really scare people away.
Yeah. Yeah, I was showing a house the other day, and the gentleman actually was a landscaper, and he was like, oh, this tree here is dead. And, it was a huge tree. The house is from, like, the 50s, so I'm assuming the tree is probably from around then. And he's like, this is a hazard all the way. Like, you've got to get this down, because if a storm comes, it could fall over on either side. And I didn't even know it was dead, but, he showed it to me how to tell. And I was like, oh, that's really good. But he said the same thing. He said, it's just nothing but a hazard. It would cost you a few bucks to take it down, but it's something that a buyer is looking at that they don't have to spend.
Exactly. And so if you're looking at that, and, even if you have insurance and it causes the damage, everybody still has deductibles. You've
yep.
got the pain of dealing with all of that stuff.
Exactly.
That takes time, energy, and effort. Mm-hmm. And so those kinds of things do definitely make a big difference. Another one is a new wood deck, and this might be from another area of the country. We don't have a ton of wood decks around here. We have more concrete decks and that kind of stuff. But that, if you did have a wood deck, then that generally is about an 80% return on investment. And a new patio is more like what we would have here, which is 69% return on investment for that. Hmm. Landscape lighting is 50%. So people aren't always coming by your house at night, but when they do, it does make a difference if you've got that landscape lighting. So it makes it look pretty nice. Another one is a fire feature, and that one you're going to get about 67% return on investment on that. So that's, a lot of times people put a fire pit or whatever out mm-hmm. there, and people definitely like those. Irrigation system, you're going to get about 86% back on your investment, which is pretty good. An outdoor kitchen is 71. And the least one is, of course, the pool. The pool is the least return on your investment. And this one says that you're going to get a 43% return on investment on your pool. But I tend to think that it's even less. I tell most people, if you want to get a pool, your best bet is probably to buy a house that already has a pool,
mm-hmm.
because if you're going to put it in there, it's going to cost a lot of money in getting what you really want. And if you want to do that, then by all means, it's your house. And if you're going to live there, then I would say, get exactly what you want to get. But you can't put it in there thinking that you're going to get a huge return on investment for it.
Yeah, don't have the value.
There's a lot of pools around Central Florida that have cost, $100,000, $200,000, mm-hmm. whatever. And you don't necessarily get that money out of it when you put it back. You might get $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, but you're definitely not going to get the amount that you put into it. So you just have to know that going into it, that that doesn't bring a lot of value to the house. And it doesn't necessarily have to. Like I said, if that's something that you're going to enjoy with your family and everything like that, then I would definitely still do it. And I mean, I have a pool in my house and I wouldn't want a house without one, but it's everybody's different when it comes to that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So we were talking about exterior projects that can net you cash. And the number one is just maintaining your landscape. Nothing looks better when you maintain your landscape. And, you know, I was driving around some neighborhoods this week with some people. And one of the things that we were looking at different neighborhoods because they were from out of town and trying to figure out, you know, where they wanted to go. And you could definitely tell when you came into a neighborhood, you know, that you just got a feel for it right off the bat that this was everybody cared about their house and everybody's grass looked great and everything and all their lawn maintenance looked good. And then you went to another neighborhood and it was about 50-50, you know, that 50% of them had those little tall weed things coming up and
so and annoying.
They are. And the other 50%, you know, and there were two of them that the yards looked great. And so it's like you can kind of get a feel for if it's people that are living there or if it's people that are renting and everything, too. So it's like just when the whole neighborhood has that landscape thing done, it's not just you. It's the whole neighborhood that people are really getting that feel for. And there's a lot of times where your house might be great, but they go into your neighborhood and they don't like the neighborhood and they're going to exclude, you know, your house as a result of it. So I've known people that, you know, they've had people that were on vacation or whatever, and they've cut their grass for them because they want the neighborhood looking good and all of that. And it does definitely, you know, make a difference when you go to selling your house if that lawn is maintained well. So it just makes a difference to do that. And the next thing is that's the highest in regards to what you can do for your lawn is the tree care.
Yeah.
And just knowing, and you know, it's like you were with these people and you didn't know that tree was dead. So
I had no clue.
So sometimes, you know, it might be worth it if you've got a tree and you're just wondering, you know, to get somebody out there to actually look at it, to tell you, you know, what to do. And, you know, in Florida, everything grows very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a tree outside of one of my windows that I know was just really small and was probably some stupid seed that got planted there. And you know, when it was small, you think, oh, that's going to be great. And now I'm like going, oh, that's kind of a big tree. It's kind of probably closer to the house than I want. And it's a palm tree. But at the same time, I'm like going, okay, I should probably get that removed and figure out, you know, what the scoop is on it. Because I think it's a little bit too big. It's almost as round as the window now. So it's
oh my gosh.
You know, it's probably half the window. Yeah, but it's still pretty big.
Well, it's one of those things, like you said, with the neighborhood too. You know, people always, they unfortunately judge a book by its cover.
Right.
It's just the way that I think the cookie crumbles. And if they pull in, you know, your house could be the one that they want.
Yes.
Based upon the photos, the layout, the room size, everything. But if they pull up and the house on the outside is not up to par, I mean, it's happened to us time and time again. People are like, nope, just keep on driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is the house. Nope, keep on driving. And it's like, all right, fine. So, and it doesn't, you don't have to do anything special. I mean, pull the weeds out and keep the yard mowed.
Right.
And I mean, that goes a long way.
Yeah. No, it absolutely does. And you just have to be aware of when you do want to go sell your house. And the way you want your neighborhood to look is to just keep it that way all the time. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. And I ran into something this week that I thought was really interesting for you investors out there, and there's what they call opportunity zones that have a tax cut bill offering big tax savings for real estate investors. And what they have is there's actually a portion of every county that has these zones in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long-term play that you've got to keep the money into these zones. You know, your best bet is if it's 10 years or longer. And a lot of times, you know, they're building big commercial things like hotels and that kind of stuff, or different things that are in there. But basically, it's set up, I think it's the thing with the federal government as well as the state of Florida. But for example, if an investor is paying taxes of 20% on a $100 gain, would after 5 years instead pay 20% on $90 of the deferred gain, which reduces the tax liability. So I think that the investment remains in the fund for additional 2 years, the investor gets an additional 5% step-up basis, so they then wouldn't be paying 20% on $85 instead of $100. So there's different zones that are available in all of the counties in Florida. So it's something that if you're interested in, then we could definitely, you know, help you get hooked up with that and help you find what the exact place is that you want to be in the county that you're in or a surrounding county. I mean, there's probably five or six that are right here in the area that you could definitely, invest in and that kind of thing that would give you something good that would be a long-term play that they're looking for investment in these areas, in these counties. And so they're given additional tax incentives to do it. So it's a opportunity that's available at this point in time and doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just available now. So I just thought it was something that we could bring up and let everybody know. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 1025, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can reach us by hitting #250 on your cell phone, and the keyword is real estate. One of the things that I thought was really interesting as well is the types of water supply pipes that are used in Florida. And we were recently dealing with selling a house, and the buyers during the inspection happened to cut the pipe, the main supply line going to the house. So, that always causes interesting things that go on. They were looking for something that was a normal thing during their inspection. And the buyer is responsible for fixing it and did fix it and had to fix it pretty quick and all that kind of stuff, obviously, because the main supply line, you know, to the home. And that's something that everybody does need to know, too, that if you're doing the inspection on a house and you break something, I mean, it's your responsibility to fix it.
Exactly.
And so the PVC and CPVC are most built with most homes built after the year 2000. That's the supply line that's coming in. So that is a plastic pipe that is coming from the water main into the house itself. And they're buried in the ground and all of that kind of good stuff. But those work great. There's not been any problems or anything with them in regards to what happens and everything. And so if you've got that kind of pipe, I mean, you're in great shape. Another one is polybutylene. And polybutylene pipe is usually a gray polymer pipe that was produced between 78 and 95. And these pipes are obsolete and can cause floods. And there are a lot of times that when you run into a problem in a house with the pipes, a lot of times it is polybutylene. There was a class action suit that mm-hmm. was done many years mm-hmm. ago in regards to these pipes, and it has been long since settled and everything like that, but a lot of houses still have this pipe in them. So, and when you go to get insurance, and sometimes when you're wondering why your insurance is so high, it can be really high because of this type of pipe that's in your house, because there's more likely to be a flood. There's more likely for it to spring a leak. And from my understanding, the way that it's been described to me in layman's terms, of course, is that what happened is that there wasn't enough oil put into the pipe when they made it. And so as time goes on, it gets brittle and it causes little holes and that kind of stuff in it to happen. And then obviously you've got the big flood or whatever in your house. And what a big flood is it's like maybe it's you've got the pipe in the slab, and the slab actually, you know, is completely wet, and you wonder how in the heck it could be that way. And a lot of times it's because of this polybutylene pipe. And so obviously that is very expensive to fix and everything. And so if insurance companies find out that you've got that in your house, then it costs a lot more for the insurance. So the way to solve it is pretty simple. And it's actually that you can repipe. There's several plumbers out there that mm-hmm. do offer the repiping service. And so they don't dig up the slab and everything and redo it that way. They usually run the pipes then through the attic. But, you know, with that, I'm always amazed at, to me, it seems inexpensive to repipe the whole house. And then you have 100% new plumbing exactly. in the house. And I actually had a house that we sold a few years ago that had this type. And the insurance on the house was going to be an additional $4,000 a year because wow. of this type of pipe in it. And to replace it and repipe the whole house was only about $5,000. So after the first year, you obviously recouped all your money
back. Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about it, those pipes bursting, and you had everything, you know, good to go. And so it was, that's what they did, and it just made a lot of sense. So if you do have this pipe, you know, and you see the gray pipes in your house, you might want to check with a professional to see if it is polybutylene, to see if it's something that you need to be concerned about or if you don't. And another type of pipe that's in houses is PEX, which is a type of polymer, and it comes in white, blue, and red colors, and it's easy to use because of its flexibility. So they like to use that, and it's usually used with compression connectors or shark bite connectors, which I don't have any clue what those are, but that's what it is. And then copper pipes are used widely in older homes, and they are an expectable type of pipe in Florida, but it needs to be inspected for corrosions and its soldered copper connections. And I know that, you know, our water here in Central Florida is very hard. That, you know, if you've lived here a while or if you just, extremely you know, hard. you know, you just get used to it, but mm-hmm. it's hard. And I know that a friend of mine had a house and they had copper pipes, and they actually sprung like little leaks in the copper. Wow. And the reason was is because the water was so hard.
It eats right through the pipe.
It just ate right through the pipe. Now that took, you know, a number of years. I think it was like 30 years or something like that. But it was like, it just had little like, you know, pinhole pricks that like look like in the pipe. That's how it started, and then one of the connections, you know, broke and caused a big flood. But, you know, so when they took the pipes out and they were looking at them, they found that it had a lot of little leaks
holes, little,
before
yeah.
you got the big one. So it might be interesting to look at and know what's going on. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So basically what we're looking at now is that I thought we would go over some top bathroom renovation tips that can add value to your home and probably would be things that you would enjoy as well. So, you know, basically a bathroom can be among the top selling points of a home. You know, it's always interesting when you go in a really nice bathroom and people just go, oh, this is really nice. I mean, they do. They kind of sigh and they go, yeah. Oh, this is great, you know. And so it's like it's probably not near as nice as what they've got right now, obviously, when they're doing that. And so they're just thinking, oh, that would be so nice, of what they could have. So the first thing that you can do is that you can add more storage. Because people just don't have enough storage, it seems like. I saw this billboard, I think it's down 27, that says, you know, who has enough storage? And it says, no one reading this sign, something like that, you know. But basically, it was for a storage unit place, obviously. But basically, it's like a place to have like an extra set of hand towels or anything like that. And one thing that I've seen that they've got some really nice looking things right now, or they call them overjohns. And so they're like a storage area that you can put over
the toilet, yeah.
Over the toilet and that. And they actually mount to the wall and everything that you could put in there, like an extra cabinet and that, if you don't have the storage there. But, you know, it's just like looking at them and going and figuring out, you know, what are ways that you can create more storage mm-hmm. that's not going to do anything, you know, much more than that. So adding a touch of luxury is obviously something that people want. So adding a jacuzzi to the bathroom is going to make it feel like it's more of a luxurious place, or adding granite to it, or, you know, just having there's companies that can make your bathroom luxurious and affordable at the same time. So you want to, you know, it's like a lot of times, like just having two sinks. And in many bathrooms that, you know, I've seen that they've got the counter space for two sinks, but they just put one of them in. So just putting that second sink in would probably not be a big deal,
mm-hmm.
but it would definitely be a big thing that somebody would like to have done. And that actually is the next thing that it says. It says add an additional sink. And a lot of times, you know, in a lot of the houses where you see the two sinks, they're right next to each other. But I think some of the more luxurious ones are ones that are separated.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of like, because then you have the his and her sink or however you want to do it.
Right.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
To be separate.
And those things are available. And then another one is to put in new tile. And, you know, maybe it's just putting in some kind of, I think it's a listello or whatever that they call it, mm-hmm. that you put some kind of a design in the middle of it or whatever. But those kinds of things can add value to your home and make everything, you know, just pop and look a little bit better and all that. And then that's going to make your home stand out above all the other houses. And I guess that's kind of what you want to do. The houses that go fast and for top dollar are the ones that are priced right and that stand out from all the other houses.
Yeah,
because
it's true. I mean, it's like if you go to a builder.
Right.
You know, and, you know, you have the design center that you can go to,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've got, you know, XYZ of all kinds of stuff going on. So your house is going to stand out from somebody else because maybe they did formica in the bathroom, or they did maybe a laminate or linoleum, versus your house maybe has the tile and it has the granite and things like that. So it's totally going to stand out and make it pop. So you could have two identical houses right next to each other. One went on the cheaper side, maybe that's what they could afford, and then one had an extra few bucks in the budget. And a lot of times that one's going to stand out. It's just like when you walk into a model home.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've obviously added all the bells and whistles, and you say, oh my gosh, I really love this house, you know, and that's how they get you.
That is how they get you. And the thing is that then you just buy the inventory house or whatever, and it doesn't have a whole lot of stuff to it.
And then you add. And you change it out. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to change it out in that. But the thing is that, you know, when they all go to sell 5 or 10 years later or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, those houses are going to be considered pretty similar to in value yeah. in that. But the one that's going to sell the fastest is the one that has the one that
upgrades.
Pops.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can hit #250 on your cell phone, and that'll help you out as well. So one of the other things that I thought was home staging projects. You know, we've kind of been talking about improvements and that most of the show and a few other things that we've got in here as well. But one of the importance of rooms staged for buyers, and the number one is the living room. And the reason for that, I believe, is because it's like usually when you're walking into the house, it's the first thing that you see. So it's kind of the first impression. So when you walk in and everything feels spacious and feels well put together, it just makes all the difference in the world, mm-hmm. you know, in regards to what people see and what they're looking for. And so that's really important, because if people walk in the front door, which I know you've experienced it, I've experienced it, and they don't feel it when they walk in the front door, I mean, they don't even want to go further.
I know. And sometimes I'm like, oh, just come on, let's see what they got, you know, because you've already allotted the time to see the house. Sometimes the owners have stepped out.
Yeah.
Things like that. And I'm like, let's just see it. Nope, I don't want to. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like they've already emotionally deconnected.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, there's nowhere you can go with it.
Nope.
You can't go with it. And so it's like it's so important, that first impression. So that's mm-hmm. why the living room looking, you know, spick and span and ready to go is what you really need to do. The second room is the master bedroom. And it does really make a difference when people walk in there and they see that the bedroom is all spacious. Again, is a thing that really is good, that they can see that their size bed is going to fit there comfortably.
Exactly.
Is another thing that they're looking for. And it's like if they look at the closet and it's not jammed, packed full to the gills, they feel like their stuff can fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if your stuff is so jammed in there sometimes that there's not one more thing that could fit in there, they're going, nope. I'm not going to be able to fit my stuff in there either. So that really makes a difference. And the next one is actually the dining room is a little bit more than the kitchen. But the kitchen and the dining room are the next things that people are really looking for. Now, a lot of people are not looking for dining rooms. They want that kitchen eat-in area.
Yeah.
Combination.
Open floor plan type of thing.
Exactly. But
open concept.
That open concept. And so that's what they're looking for. But that kitchen and, you know, it depends on how much of a cook they are. Like I was with one lady this week that she said, you know, is this a good kitchen? She said, I don't cook at all, so I don't know, you know, how it works. And stuff. And then, you know, there's other people that are like, I just definitely need the island and I need, you know, all of the space and I need the triangle
and, yeah.
of the dishwasher and the sink and the stove and the refrigerator to all be within an area that you can do a circle and touch them all or whatever. So everybody has their own thought processes on that. But I think that, again, it's like the clutter is probably one of the very key things that can mm-hmm. be done in there. And sometimes backsplashes or under cabinet lighting. And they've got all those under cabinet lightings now that are just battery operated. So you don't have to.
Yeah, and they look so pretty.
Yeah. So you don't have to spend a lot of money you know, mm-hmm. on it and rewire and all that kind of stuff. But it definitely lights up the kitchen and makes, you know, has those extra added benefits to it, which are awesome. And so that's another thing. So run out of time here. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will be back next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.